This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
One of the penalties for refusing to participate in politics is that you end up being governed by your inferiors. Subversive legislation, illegal votes, destroyed ballots, machine glitches, poll watchers denied entry while windows are blocked with cardboard, and thousands of sworn affidavits. While covering up the biggest flood of election fraud evidence in U.S. history, CNN admits to taking orders from the Democrat Party. The two-party system was a product of the Civil War and devolved into a rigged two-party system set upon destroying our American birthright from within, using election fraud as its primary method of infiltration. Strong evidence of voter fraud in favor of George W. Bush occurred in 2000, and after Al Gore got the Florida courts to order a recount, the Supreme Court put a stop to it after determining the recount to be unconstitutional. What makes you think the Supreme Court will rule in favor of Trump? Attorney General William Barr seems to be defending the corrupt establishment. How many actual patriots are there in the Trump administration? And if Biden is inaugurated as president in January, we already know what to expect. While vacationing in Cabo, Austin Mayor Adler told residents to stay home.
Trying to do contact tracing to see if we may have to close things down if we're not careful. If we're going to be closing things down, it would be great to be able to do it in a really surgical way. Pfizer today said that they think they have a vaccine, but know that even when those vaccines are available, the CEO of Pfizer was reminding us that we're going to be wearing masking and social distancing and being disciplined well into 2021, so everybody just needs to get mentally prepared for that.
L.A. residents have been ordered to stay in their homes. Michigan Governor Whitmer tells her constituents not to travel for Christmas. An American couple was charged with second-degree reckless endangerment for attempting to fly home after testing positive for COVID-19. And a bar owner was arrested in Staten Island for simply trying to run his own business. We have been told by several doctors that the testing being used for COVID doesn't work, including the inventor of the test himself. And when the Pfizer vaccine comes, we can expect the real horror. A top EU scientist has found that the new experimental mRNA vaccine will likely cause sterilization in women. The globalist depopulation agenda is now in full view, and the actual end of America is now seen on the horizon. If you care about the future of the Republic, if you care about preserving your children's birthright, then get yourself to Washington, D.C. this Saturday. This is when the real draining of the swamp begins.
Our fight to drain the Washington swamp and reclaim America's destiny has just begun. We will not bend, we will not break, we will not yield. We will never give in, we will never give up, and we will never back down. We will never, ever surrender.
Join together this Saturday in D.C. Stop the steal and drain the swamp. Our lives depend on it.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
socialists have always been at war with the family and small businesses. They want control. They want domesticated slaves. That's the process that is taking place right now. And when you shop at the big box stores and when you shop with Amazon, remember that they are creating monopolies and they are the globalists that are pushing the lockdowns, gun control, abortion, world government, all of it. If you want to do that, go ahead and shop there. But if you'll shop at InfoWars, where we have thousands of products made right here in America with our warehouses and our crew, it's incredible and it changes the whole world. So do your shopping if you want to fund the InfoWar and if you want to stop the globalists at InfoWarsStore.com and tell others to do their shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. We have amazing products. We can get everything delivered to you by Christmas if you order by the 18th. So again, I want to thank you all for your support. I want to thank you for thinking through what you do and where you spend your money and do your shopping and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Thursday, December 10th, year is 2020. You're only 41 days out from the inauguration of the Chinese communist front man that is trying to steal the election, Joe Biden. He will only expand the oppression and the attempt to break our economy and our will if he gets in. The reign of terror against free speech and the divide and conquer operations are going to be tenfold what you've seen so far. This will be true warfare, economic, cultural, and then physical. The rollout of secret police, arrest teams, contact tracers, it's all official. Now everything we've warned of is now out in the open. Because the enemy is in the flux period between going between beta and full operational. Again, ladies and gentlemen, this is not a drill. That's why it's more important than ever that we understand that no matter what the mainstream corporate media says, no matter what the system pushes, no matter what the states do, no matter what the corporations do, we the people are declaring our second independence. We the people, as I said 3 weeks ago in Washington, D.C., are declaring the second American Revolution, the second American Declaration of Independence. And here we are now, in the year 2020, with only a few days left, a few weeks left, and you see the historic planets aligning, as in history they always do. And I don't just mean metaphorically the planets aligning. We are seeing actual planet alignments that we've not seen in 800 years, like the Christmas star coming up in just a few days of Saturn and Jupiter aligning at night. And the globalists are really obsessed with these type of celestial activities. But when I say the planets are aligning, I mean that metaphorically in that you notice we had Dr. Steve Pachinik on 2 weeks ago. And he said, you will see it explode in the news that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden are communist Chinese agents. The evidence will be damning and they will have a chance to step down. Well, now what did you see break last night? We'll see if Pachinik's going to be right or wrong, but I believe his sources in the Pentagon and at the White House did tell him that. Because I've talked to high-level sources at the White House who are saying, we don't care what Bill Maher does. We don't care. We're about to remove him if need be, and this information will be released. And the president's preparing those Oval Office speeches to release the information, to declassify the information. That's why they're so scared of General Flynn, who will be in D.C. this weekend. I will get on an airplane tonight. I will travel to D.C., and I will be there at rallies and events on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. This is the battle for the Republic. You've also seen all of these different states join Texas, now 19 states, against the five fraudulent states that violated federal and state law, did not pass legislature laws allowing the mailing out of 80 million ballots, but just did it by fiat as part of their mass fraud. That on its face overturns the election, and the Texas suit is the best. That's why the Supreme Court removed the other suits, because they want that main suit. Now, will they betray America? Will they betray common sense? Well, a lot of these justices were so persecuted by the globalists on the left that they might actually find their soul like Darth Vader did in Return of the Jedi, again, to use another parable or another allegory. Bottom line, we're all about to find out. But I will be demonstrating at the White House. We will be demonstrating in front of the Supreme Court. We'll be in Freedom Plaza. We will be at the big event on Saturday as well there on the Lincoln Memorial. And I'm a speaker at a lot of these big major events, but regardless, we'll be leading marches throughout D.C., and we will be fighting as hard as we possibly can to show the world that we don't buy this giant gaslighting and this lie. Now, continuing, we have a huge report. I'm going to be very disciplined at the bottom of the hour, and I'm going to cover this life and death situation. I remember when I had my second child, she's 16 now, and the nurses, when I refused the vaccines, called me aside and they said, you know, none of us take them too. The preemie area, every time we're ordered by the bioethics board here at the hospital, who aren't doctors mainly, they're just globalist operatives, to vaccinate the preemies, about a third of them stop breathing and some die. So we threaten them, and so now they provide ventilators to try to keep them alive. So they give them the shots knowing a third of them will die, and then they ventilate them. So it's like shooting you in the head and then giving you a bandage. But that's only because the nurses spoke up. This is keep the baby comfortable. This is kill them. Oh, they're a preemie. Let's quietly kill them. That's the bioethics board seeing if they can kill babies in plain view and get you to accept it. That's what this whole vaccine rollout situation is about, is overblow the COVID hundreds of times what it actually does, hype it up, count all the other deaths as it, but tell us that it's super scary so we never go outside again. But then when it comes to the real vaccines and massive death, massive brain damage, massive neurological disorders, Guillain-Barré, narcolepsy, epilepsy, cancer, autism, it's all right here. It's in the inserts that it does that. And they're on the news saying, oh, no connection to neurological disorders, and then the damn inserts say it. The fine print, you got to get a magnifying glass to read. When my eyesight was 20/15, I had to get a magnifying glass. Now I can't even read it. Think about that, and why do I raise that? What's coming up at the bottom of the hour? The British government has said so many people collapse and have convulsions 1 week into giving the vaccine. They've already had deaths, but they're trying to attribute it to, well, something else happened. Now, if you have the convulsion after you get in your car or get on the bus and leave, they don't count it. They've had so many convulsions and deaths in the clinics in the UK that they've ordered emergency nurses with defibrillators and mouth-to-mouth for resuscitation. Same thing the nurses told me at the North Austin Women's Medical Center. And the reason I raise that is I told that story on air, and then Rob Dew and David Knight were contacted by nurses around the country saying, have you not seen the American Medical Journal admitting that giving these preemie babies is killing them? And so we dug up those original articles and the original David Knight report. So understand, it's not this, just this new vaccine's killing people and causing them to literally fall over and start convulsing and stop breathing. That's full-grown adults. Imagine preemies. So we're going to play these nurses for you, ladies and gentlemen, that put their names on the line and came out about all this. And this was many years ago, but we've reposted the articles and videos, and we're fighting to keep InfoWars up. We're fighting to keep Man.Video. All these archive videos were removed from YouTube. They're removed from Facebook, Twitter. Only place they live is at Man.Video. Only place they live for you to go get it and warn people. And thank God they found it in our archives from, 8 years ago. Thank God they found it in the archives and put it back up. And that's why it's so over-the-top impressive. I guess it was 6 years ago. So, again, nurse confirms babies are damaged by vaccines. That headline's not strong enough. Nurses confirm vaccines killing babies. Nurses confirm vaccines kill babies. Make babies stop breathing. See, even us, it's never hardcore enough. No, the babies die. I have the Associated Press. People are dying. They have to be resuscitated. They stop breathing. And again, this is the giant threat that they normalize it. They tell you, don't worry. And so you're not. No one's chicken littling from the vaccine. No one's chicken littling from the doubling in suicides, mainly of young people. No one's talking about the 47% of small businesses never to reopen. Nobody's talking about the millions already starved to death or the billion that are set to go into poverty the UN admits from the lockdown. Or how all the globalists ignore all the laws themselves, or how the big banks admit they're doing this to consolidate power and consolidate total control. This is all intertwined. This is the globalist rollout. This is the globalist power grab. This is the New World Order system. This is everything. And so complying with it is your destruction. Saying no and getting educated and recognizing the threat and getting state legislatures and governors and churches and good doctors and good people in Congress to say no and saying we're not following Joe Biden. We're not following the globalists. And Trump tried to take control of the vaccine situation so he'd, quote, be the hero. That was political. Trump was wrong there, too. And that was where, you know, Trump really screwed up. But it doesn't matter. He's not a Chi-Com agent. And he's already coming out saying COVID's a fraud and now starting to expose the vaccine. He was using reverse psychology to get them to turn against the vaccines when he endorsed them. I get what he did, but I still disagree with it. Just straight shoot people. But he's Trump. I'm Alex Jones. That's where we're different. We'll be right back. I'm going to go through all this huge breaking news. We've got massive guests on today. I'll tell you about the guests later when we come back, but I forgot. Chinese troops secretly being brought into Canada, those documents. Ezra Levant's going to join us, Dr. Steve Pachenik, and so much more.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Their plans. We are the dreaded enemy of the New World Order, Satan and his minions. We carry the blessing of God's providence with us, and we're very thankful for it. We are the InfoWar. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Thursday broadcast, December 10th, 2020. Now, next segment, I'm going to show you how the globalists soft kill you and your family. And this information is the most life-saving, powerful info there is on the planet. And it's all hiding in plain view. They get you afraid of something that isn't scary at all if you have the proper nutrition. While right around you, they're killing everybody you know. And just normalizing it because you're tough. When you see everybody else being tough, you're tough. When you see everybody freaking out, you freak out. Because in our entire development as humans, normally when the rest of the pack sees a threat from a grizzly bear or a saber-toothed tiger or other humans or a wildfire, somebody runs up and says, hey, a big fire is coming, we got to go. Well, that's your cousin, that's your brother, you believe it. But what happens when people in suits and ties lie to you? What happens when they break the social contact and engage in fraud? It's called tyranny. So next segment, the biggest vaccine news ever. Of course, the fact that Swallow's Well was penetrated by a Chinese communist sex op. Of course, I've called Swallow's Well a Chi-Com agent. The entire California group has been completely taken over. Feinstein, Barbara Boxer was run by it. The governor's run by it. I mean, they are Chi-Com agents. 110%. You make bang bang with Fang Fang. You, me give you money. Me love you long time. Oh. Swallow's Well. Swallow's Well likes girls. A little surprising there, but, and of course, what's coming out with Hunter and all the rest of it. But let's get into this. Let's get into this right now. Again, the media won't talk about the Texas suit and the 18 states that joined Texas as of this morning. I think a minute ago they told me another state joined it. Maybe it's 20 states now. But it's strong because states have a higher level of standing than just an individual because they represent a large number of individuals. And in the Constitution and Federalist Compact, they have basically equal standing with the federal government. And so this is a big deal. And the suit's very well written by Ken Paxton, who's been on the show and who's a listener. Proud of him. He's been under major attack because he has taken action. That's why they've had a bunch of turncoats in his office claim he's been paid off or, you know, took money or something because they really, you know, look for Paxton, you know, to die in a car wreck or, you know, his plane go down. And I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm just saying don't be surprised. We're in a war, folks. So pray for Paxton. And I'm just proud of Texas again, once again, trying to save the Republic. But this is one hell of a time to be alive. And what are they going to do? Because the Supreme Court may betray America. But if we pray and we protest and we take action and we put out millions on the street so they see politically there's pressure to do the right thing, we can give them the courage they need to flat out throw out all the delegates of those states that went to Joe Biden through fraud, and then Trump wins in a landslide. And that's what happens. And Trump has even said he would go with a new election in those states. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, Trump said he would have the military oversee that. And some have said, oh, martial law. No. Trump knows that people trust the military more than the general public and more than the government. And I really wouldn't because they're commanded by some bad people in many cases. But still, rank and file, yes. I don't think they're going to be engaged in election fraud and it'll be a third party. And just like for fires or earthquakes or, you know, whatever we call the military in, it's a whole other question. But the point is that we are in a crisis and we've been overrun by globalists. It's time to overturn what they've done. And the blue states have already implemented martial law. And so how do you overthrow a martial law Well, you do it with the Declaration of Independence, which then means a declaration of war, which by its very nature is martial. Martial coming from military. And so nobody likes a military conflict. I know President Trump doesn't. I certainly don't want a military conflict. But if the globalists just run the media and run everything and engage in this fraud and say they're taking over and say they're just going to bankrupt the country no matter what we do, and they are threatening myself and the Trumps and millions of others, poll watchers, the list goes on, then at what point do we push back? Well, we don't want citizens to randomly go do it. So who would call out the militia under the Constitution? When many of the civilian governments have been compromised by the communist Chinese, as you now see all over the news. Well, how would George Washington counter that? How would Abraham Lincoln counter that? How would President Jackson handle it? President Jackson was the most famous and respected Southerner of his day. And when the South tried to have its first Civil War over the North, screwing them over on tariffs and trying to ship their tobacco and cotton and stuff out to Europe, he said, I will lead an army of 100,000 men to the South, and I will crush you if you launch a rebellion to split this country. He said, the damn British are behind this. And they were. Now, after his death later, they were able to launch a civil war, and both sides were wrong. But that was him threatening martial law to stop an outside power breaking up the country. This is real history. Not the fanciful stuff that people act like they know, but the reality. So I'm telling you, Trump doesn't have control of the military. He doesn't have the real military power to do that. The public's too ignorant to understand it. The media's already pre-programmed him that, oh, if you know Trump tries to come in and take out some of these Democrat globalists, that they'll call him a dictator. So instead you're going to get the plutocracy or the oligarchy of the big banks and the mega corporations and their corporate boards where you never know who the technocrats are and you can never defeat them because it's these councils of corrupt scientific technological controllers that Eisenhower warned of. And so then there's the process of trying to educate the public about how Agenda 21, Agenda 2030 operates, how they're waging siege to collapse our economies, to vertically integrate, to consolidate control in their own words. And how, oh, but now they have the Vatican and the UN. Oh, we didn't know the COVID lockdown would cause a world depression. Don't worry. We're going to all give you universal incomes. You just got to take the shots we want you to. This isn't me predicting this 10 months ago or 10 years ago or 20 years ago, which we did. They're now doing it. Global guaranteed income. But you will live in a 200 square foot coffin. You will take all the shots we say. You will do what we say. You will vote like we say. You are owned by us. It's all been announced. In fact, now I open up mainstream news every morning on the computer, and it's worse than I thought it'd be, moving faster. So I have to really apologize to the listeners and make a correction. This is moving quicker and worse than I thought. I mean, but again, that's because they were so far behind. They are now launching the full operation. But if we resist and speak up and say no and educate others, they will be spent very, very quick. This is the full assault. And if we expose, they launched the lockdown to collapse the world economy. Because now Bill Gates is out and so is Melinda. Oh, we're sorry. We didn't know the lockdown would kill millions. Oh, we didn't know. Because they know we're exposing them and they know it's their damn Achilles heel. You're going to go to prison, Bill Gates, with your husband, Melinda, and Big Mike, for what you've done. You understand, you little piece of filth? You will pay! Be right back. Stay with us.
I've got some really exciting good news, and I've also got some bad news. InfoWars is getting the highest traffic we have ever gotten since the election in 2016. Despite all the bans, all of the system trying to censor us and suppress us, you with your word of mouth have overridden that, and they are so scared of InfoWars.com and Band.Video, and they're so scared of you being able to communicate and share the truth. But we're bringing in the same amount of money we brought in last December right now. This is our most important month to be able to fund ourselves into next year. And I understand the economy shut down. I understand there's not as much money as there used to be. They're trying to kill Trump's recovery. But InfoWars really needs your support. You just buy great items for your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com with huge sales, amazing products. And then you know you're funding the InfoWar and not funding Amazon and Jeff Bezos and the globalists that are openly trying to destroy small businesses. Continue to fund the Second American Revolution while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas.
Ladies and gentlemen, this live Thursday, December 10th, global transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to get into the most serious subject you possibly can, and that is the global rollout of the forced COVID-19 vaccines. mRNA, genetic recombinant, mutating your entire body, sterilizing you, causing cancer. It's all these top medical experts, former chief science officer at Pfizer, head of the EU commission, top medical doctors, thousands of them signing letters just saying, what the hell is going on? If you know, this is like something Hitler would do. It doesn't even protect you from COVID. But I thought I'd just show you one thing from medical journals going back 5 years. And then 6 years ago when we first broke this information here at InfoWars with Rob Dew and David Knight covering it. Look at this. UK requires resuscitation facilities. That means you're dying. You're not breathing. UK requires resuscitation facilities at corona vaccine centers after allergic reactions where people stop breathing, have convulsions, and are
dying before they are legally dead. They are resuscitated. Now, how many times have you heard me explain what's in the inserts? You can go read it yourself. Can cause you to die. Asphyxiation can cause a convulsion, can cause Guillain-Barre's, narcolepsy. We've already covered this a thousand times. But you hear on the news, oh, conspiracy theorists say it can cause problems. Why? It's not true. But we do have liability protection. But let's go back to this article, May 5th, 2015. This interview has been banned off YouTube, but we have it re-uploaded. It banned out video. I'm about to play it right now for you. Nurse reveals routine vaccine-induced injuries. What a softball headline. They accuse us of exaggerating or making things sound worse than they are. She said that they would go into the preemie area when they were ordered by the hospital board to vaccinate premature babies. They said, when we do that, they stop breathing. A bunch of them get sick or die. They said, do it. They said, fine, we're going to quit or sue. The full hour-long interview has now been re-uploaded to Bandai Video. About to play 2 minutes of it. And they said, okay, you can try to resuscitate them. So they give them shots knowing that a third of the time or so, it kills them. It would kill them. Like a heroin overdose or whatever. Or like 50 bee stings. Think about how out of control that is. Think about how evil that is. And then a year after, we have these ladies on. This is an interview with one of them. June 22nd, and then a year after that, New Journal of American Medical Association confirms nurse whistleblower routine hospital vaccine damage happening to infants. But here it is. Don Salazar reports on it. It's linked to Reuters, AP. This is not denied. UK requires resuscitation facilities at corona vaccine centers after allergic reactions. Britain's National Health Service confirmed on Wednesday that it's deploying resuscitation facilities, close quote, in coronavirus vaccination centers following the revelation that two healthcare workers suffered bad reactions. I guess the word is anaphylactoid. It's anaphylactic shock, I guess is the term. After receiving the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine on the first day of the rollout. And they say older people, above 70, you get 5. Above 40, you get 4. Above 30, you get 2. And children and young people get 1. Oh, by the way, each time they give it to you, it's creating more of an autoimmune response because you're becoming allergic to the cold virus, and they admit in the medical literature, this is probably going to make everybody allergic to the common cold, and it's going to kill people by a cytokine storm. That's in the big EU emergency paper. They know what they're doing. Bill Gates and these people are taking away your immune system by either jacking it up where it kills you, or they admit causing a total collapse of your immune system, and then you get cancer, because your body's killing cancer every day. I mean, folks, this is a death sentence. But they're rolling it out, where just, oh, he died, she died. Well, what did the military say last week in the UK? We need AI to monitor everyone because we think there's going to be so many bad reactions and so many deaths. So Bill Gates, what has he said? He said, if we do a really good job with vaccines, we can cut population growth in half. And you're like, why is he up there in a purple sweater acting totally calm? Because if you hide it in plain view and go, hey, there's this great thing we're going to do. Yeah, a lot of you will get sick. Some will die. Big deal. But we got to get rid of the people. And he talks to you like he's Mr. Rogers. I remember one time they had these guys on Fox News, these medical doctors that tortured people. They were like, well, we do it very professional. And again, that's how this is all done. It's very, oh, it's very matter of fact, but, oh, COVID is the scariest thing we ever saw. 2.5 million will be dead in 2 months. Everyone run for the hills. It's all. And then meanwhile, they exaggerated 25 times what it actually was. And most of that's exaggerated numbers that they had of other people. And you see the headlines. COVID was worse than we thought. ABC News, CNN, doctors overwhelmed. So much worse than they thought. All of it hype, all of it BS, and empty hospitals. But there are always real pneumonias, real flus, real death. And they're there saying all of that is this. Incredible. So let's go to just 2 minutes of the video. The full video is posted at band.video, the full interview. with this lady, this great nurse, from October 4th, 2015, confirming vaccines killing babies. In fact, we posted the video in full to InfoWars.com. Flashback, nurse confirms vaccines killing babies. Here it is.
I think we are doing them too young. I think we are doing way too many at once if you just look at how fast the schedule has grown. But I think what a lot of people don't realize in a closed space like a NICU is they've decided that we need to vaccinate these babies on time. 2 months after they're born, bam, there it goes. Mm-hmm. If this baby could be 4 months early and still supposed to be inside their mother and weighing 3 or 4 pounds, and
wow, that's
getting
a good point.
The same amount of vaccine as a 200-pound man, and I've sat in a room with all of our on-call staff, physicians, and practitioners, like, oh wow, this is so embarrassing. This 25-weeker never actually required a breathing tube and going on the vent. You know, after he was born, he was so strong. But we gave him his 2-month vaccinations, and he got intubated last night. Ha ha ha! Oops, how embarrassing! Like, it's funny.
Wow.
I mean, The step-down units are calling the NICU saying, hey, we're going to go ahead and give these 4 babies their 2-month shots today. Make sure you have beds ready because we all know they're going to have increased breathing difficulty, feeding and digestion difficulty, apnea, you know, forgetting to breathe, and bradycardia. This is what goes on. So
the whole medical ethic of first do no harm just goes out the door so they can follow the vaccine company's schedule.
Somehow it's just everybody's on this straight, they're marching the line of this is what we need to do. Mm-hmm. And so now that I'm in private practice in the clinics, you just see these kids, they are so sick and they come in sick. And a lot of pediatricians are giving them vaccines while they're sick, even though that is a contraindication. And they're just getting kicked while they're down over and over and over again.
Mm.
So chronic ear infections. Of course, autism rate, 1 in 64. Who knows what the number is going to be next?
Yeah.
Eczema, you know, all sorts of just asthma, all sorts of problems going on. And we just keep towing the line. I really don't understand.
Kicking them while they're down, violating the indications on this. Because they put the fine print, don't do it. But the bioethics board says it because they want to kill kids. They're in a death cult. This is a sick cult of freaks. I've had family that worked highest levels in the medical field. They told me about this when I was a kid. I didn't believe it. But there's probably 10% of these doctors are part of this death cult, and they literally get sexual arousement out of killing babies and others. You always hear about the doctors they catch, nurses they catch killing kids. Well, that's just part of the cult, and they get caught. That Bill Gates is the leader of the death cult. He wants to kill you and your family.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Fingers, and you're inside the New World Order. Whether you live in Europe, whether you live in the U.S., whether you live in Africa, whether you live in Latin America, whether you live in Asia, it's all the same global system, the same apps, the same big tech companies. They tell you you're not essential, they tell you you're a piece of garbage, and they tell you that it's going to be mandatory to have a vaccine, even though if you read the literature, anyone who's ever had a bad allergic response to peanuts, to bumblebees, to honeybees, to penicillin, they'll tell you, if you go into the hospital or go to a doctor, do you have a history of anaphylactic shock? I was just talking to my lawyer yesterday. He'd never had allergies, but he had forgotten to take his penicillin after he got a tooth worked on. He doubled the dose and had a huge anaphylactic response and collapsed. Woke up a day later in the hospital, almost died. And they've told him, you can't take vaccines now. We had a lady worked here. She was going to go again to Vietnam. And this is about 5 years ago. They told her, take all these shots. She took them. She collapsed, had medical problems, shut down her immune system for 6 months. She wore a mask here in the office. And then she went and got another job. And by the way, never got to go to Vietnam. Again, two people that work here who get really mad if I even hint who they are, lost babies that were totally healthy on their second round of shots. One was a boy, one was a girl. These are real people. This is real. My grandmother was told she got polio from the vaccine from her doctor here in Austin in the 1950s. She lived a tortured life after that. She was a beauty queen. She was a wonderful person. It tortured the hell out of her for the rest of her life. So, they're normalizing coming after you with not even the old-fashioned tainted vaccines with cancer viruses and the rest of it. They're coming at you with a genetic reengineering system. And then Apple, Google, Facebook, and Twitter, when you put up the head of the EU advisory board, or you put up the former head science officer of Pfizer saying, this targets the uterus,
They are banning it. They are aiding and abetting Joseph Mengele level depopulation. They are violently attacking us now. They are not liberals that are misguided. They are eugenicist death cult members at Google, at Facebook, at Twitter. Run by Microsoft and IBM that created them all as sub-front companies with a eugenics cult inside British U.S. intelligence. And it's not our whole government, but this is a governmental-directed system. And my dad, I knew, was involved in a lot of weird stuff. But he never told me any of this until Endgame was almost done in 2007. We were going to a ballet recital. I've told the story 30 times, probably, for my first daughter. And my mom and dad sat there and watched the end of the movie because I was just finishing the end. I make these films in linear. And she goes, David, that's not true. Because she knew. And he goes, oh, it's absolutely true. It's worse than that. So on the way to the ballet recital, 20 minutes away, he went ahead and just told us all about it. And it's something all of us already know. But they were recruiting the smartest high school students. There were six of them out of Texas, the group he was in, Plan 2 at UT. And after he'd been in that for a while, we're not talking about interning where you give people coffee, like MD Anderson Cancer Research Facility when you're 15, 16 years old, seeing people with their lower mandibles removed, you know, people that signed on to trials of lethal stuff. I mean, my dad was put right into the program, okay? And then the head of the botany department calls him in when he's 18 and says, we're setting up a world government. We're the elite. We're going to wipe out all the dumb people. Are you on board? Didn't tell me that till 2008 or whatever it was. So, folks, this is the real world. And you can sit there and play games with it and rearrange deck chairs on the Titanic. But we engage in real wide-spectrum analysis of systems and what the governing class is into. And we know their number. And now everything we told you, they're externalizing. And they're doing this. And you look at Congress, they're always 100 steps behind because they're lawyers caught in their own little process, believing like Chinese emperors they're in charge when they're not. Congress lives in the Forbidden City. And this is an allegory or a parallel to where we are now. You go back to the Qin Dynasty and all the rest of it. I've probably only read 20 books on Chinese history. I should read more. Not exaggerated. That's a small amount for me to read on that subject. I got too much into European history, too much into Mesoamerican and all sorts of other ones. But probably read more on Japan than I have on China. And China's so central and important. But it's the oldest centralized civilization. And it started about 4,000 years ago. Over about 1,000 years, the kind of legalist class had learned how to tell the royalty, you're so powerful and you're so important that no one can see you. You're a god. And you can't wipe your own butt. And you can't take out your own trash. You can't feed yourself. So you've got to have your feet bound because you've got to be carried because you're a god. You never touch the ground. You've got to wear little shoes so you can't walk to prove it. You've got to have long fingernails so you can't feed yourself. And after about 1,000 years of them slowly domesticating them and teaching them that they were elitist, they finally had literally mentally retarded Chinese emperors who would just sit there and couldn't wipe their own butts, and storytellers would come in and read them books all day. And then the legalist class, the power behind the throne, ran China. Well, Congress is almost like that. They don't know how things work. They don't know how things operate. They don't even know what's going on. And we're totally, they're all lawyers and fancy suits and ties and big tech knows how to come lie to them and pay them money and make them feel important and fly them around on jets. They're idiots. They're lightweight morons. This is the data. This is how the world works. This is the nightmare. And now I always knew that when it finally went operational, people would have heard what I said and would go, oh my God, it's true. And we are seeing a big awakening. But it isn't about myself getting vindicated. It is about the reality of what you are up against. They are telling all the sheeple that they are obsolete. They're telling them, though, everything will be fine. You'll be able to go outside again, have a job again if you take the shot. Now they're like, no, the shot's coming, but that's not enough. You still, another year of you're non-essential. So they're totally domesticated, never work again, to be totally obsolete, to then continue to take vaccines that totally sterilize them. And at a sick level of survival of the fittest, I'm like, yeah, if you're dumb enough to buy into this, you deserve to be sterilized. I mean, and I'm really struggling with this, not because if you can't beat them, join them. If the public fails this test, I guess Bill Gates is actually right. I mean, if you people really let them do this to you and let them kill babies with vaccines and let them do all that, then I just want to say something to the political class serving this that thinks they're cute. You're idiots. Because there is a God in this universe, and there will be metaphysical punishment for what you've been involved in. And then if you look at Bill Gates and his family, the Astors and all, they're horrible people. Their children are horrible. They're totally unhappy. They are just murderous creatures that want power. They're not trying to guard the earth. They just like the power and control over it. All right, I'm going to go to break. I'm not fun about Bill Gates or Ted Turner or George Soros or all the same group, the good club as they call it. I'm funded by you. And where do my blocking pockets go? I guess Owen took them in his studio. We've got these great little Faraday cages that are like 99% good. If you're right under a cell tower, it'll still beam through it and get your location. But with the contact tracers and the globalists, we just got a bunch of these in this week. They were sold out for months. They're the highest quality. They're $19.95. People sell this exact same unit for $29.95 all day long. The reason we sell so many is we sell at the lowest price. You're going to find a high-quality block and pocket for your Droid or iPhone anywhere. You put it away. When you want to use it, you do. Doesn't matter if you turn your location services off. They're still tracking you. It's hardwired in. That's all admitted. So you've got to put it in a Faraday cage. When you sleep at night, when you travel, when you go places, when you do something private, when you're, you know, going to do whatever it is you're doing, they are using the info against you. So InfoWars Privacy Pouch, back in stock with InfoWars printed on it. 100% reviews. InfoWarsStore.com, the ultimate stocking stuffer, the ultimate gift for yourself or your family or friends. Get a bunch of them. Make like $9 a piece on them. That's how little the markup is. And it funds our operation. And we've got other big sales, free shipping. We've got X2. We've got Alpha Power. We've got so many great things like Prostagard that's got all the other vitamins and minerals for everybody in them. Back in stock, the Christmas super sale, up to 60% off. Get your orders in before the 18th. So make sure you get delivery before Christmas.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.